I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The tab for last spring's cyber attack on the city of Atlanta could be as high as $17 million. This according to documents obtained by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Approximately $6 million of that sum is tied up in contracts for security services and software upgrades, as well as replacing desktops, laptops, smartphones, and tablets damaged during the attack. The additional $11 million is identified as potential costs. The cyber criminals who launched the attack demanded a ransom of $51,000 in Bitcoin, which the city refused to pay. State Senator David Schaefer is conceding the Republican race for lieutenant governor to Jeff Duncan. According to unofficial election results, Schaefer trailed Duncan by almost 1,600 votes. While his campaign said he picked up about 100 votes from the counting of provisional ballots over the weekend, he was still far short of overcoming the deficit. Duncan now faces Democrat Sarah Riggs Amico in the November general election. Well, for the first time in a decade, the governor's office is telling state agencies that they can ask for more money in the upcoming budget. During the Great Recession, many departments were asked to cut budgets or keep them flat. But in a memo released this week, the governor's Office of Planning and Budget asks agencies to look for unmet needs or ways to expand successful programs. Governor Deal's chief of staff, Chris Riley, tells the AJC that Deal will present the request to the next governor, who will send a budget recommendation to the General Assembly in January. Georgia Senator Johnny Isaacson is co-sponsor of a bipartisan bill that would prevent the Trump administration from unilaterally imposing tariffs on imported cars and auto parts. It would require a trade commission to study the effects of tariffs on the U.S. industry and then send a report to Congress. President Trump has threatened to impose tariffs of up to 25% on imported cars and auto parts. Georgia is home to many parts suppliers, as well as corporate headquarters and an auto manufacturing plant. And the Putnam County farm and personal property that belonged to Claude Tex MacGyver and his wife Diane is to be auctioned off this weekend. In May, a judge sentenced MacGyver to life in prison with the possibility of parole after a jury found him guilty of murder in the 2016 shooting death of his wife. Tex MacGyver was a partner at a prominent labor and employment law firm. Diane MacGyver was president of U.S. Enterprises, the parent company of Corey Airport Services. And in sports, Mercedes-Benz Stadium hosted the annual Major League Soccer All-Star Game last night in Atlanta. The All-Stars lost to the Italian team Juventus in penalty kicks. GPB's Taylor Gant was there.
Now entering the field, your 2018 MLS
Atlanta United star Joseph Martinez, who scored the only goal for the MLS, was named the team's MVP. Despite the loss, teammate Michael Parker spoke glowingly about Martinez after the game.
You know, just another fearless Joseph goal, and you know, we come to expect it, but you know, to do it against a team like that, it's impressive.
More than 72,000 fans were on hand to watch the two sides play, which set a new record for a standalone All-Star game. Juventus superstar Cristiano Ronaldo was absent from the match after deciding to take some time off after the World Cup. From Mercedes-Benz Stadium, I'm Taylor Gant for GPB News.
For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter at GPB News.